Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about content creation, but I will really bring you behind the scenes of how absolutely wild and unhinged currently my content is. I am in my visibility era, and I have noticed that there are seasons of life and seasons of business where I focus more on one thing than the other. And currently that one thing is content, it's visibility, it's getting out there. And if usually there's a lot of discussion about how business owners, they are not equal to content creators, they don't want to be content creators, then honestly, at this stage, I just identify as one. I'm 90% content creator and 10% business owner, okay? Like there is no other way to put it. My whole day today currently is about content creation, and I'm not gonna share this whole ordeal with you to make you do the same, to tell you that this is the single best strategy, that this will change your life, your business, or whatnot. However, I want to share with you, first of all, what it is that I'm doing to share some ideas. Maybe there is some aspect that you could improve in your content creation journey. Maybe there is something missing, there is something that you could change or experiment with, or you know, whatever is the case. And I also want to just inspire you to kind of show you what is possible, even if you don't do it to this kind of extreme level that I'm doing it right now. And by the way, I'm saying extreme, it's extreme for me, but I also know that there are so many people doing so much more, right? I'm still playing it low. So one of the things that really kind of proves the situation I'm in, the simple fact that I'm obsessed with content creation at the moment, is that it's 7 a.m. and the first thing I'm doing is recording this episode. I used to have this very strict, well, not strict, more like extremely flexible morning schedule where I would quite literally take for myself like 4-ish hours of peace and quiet. I would read, eat my breakfast, have my workout, all the things before I even open my email, okay? Now, I am so, like the ideas, there are just so many ideas. They're flowing in every possible direction. I really often just feel like I have to tackle it. I have to get it done before I can move on with my life. And today is one of those days. So here we are. If I sound like I just woke up, I quite literally did. So let's talk all about it. Okay, so I am, as I mentioned, in my visibility era. And one thing that I have noticed is that so there are these seasons of life where unintentionally I just crave more of the content creation. Not only the usual content like my weekly podcast episode, my weekly emails, Instagram stories, reels, and so on, but more of just everything, really just the creation of the content. I personally love writing blog posts. I have been blogging before I've been doing anything else. I think I started like my first blog when I was like maybe 9 years old. Then when I actually started my business, blogging was like the first thing in line that I was actually doing. It was the only thing I knew how. At that time, Instagram wasn't that big of a deal for business owners just yet. Like it was 2012. Ish when I was really just getting started. Then around 2015, when my business was already up and running, that was the moment when I really zoomed in on blogging as a business strategy. Along with that, I started exploring other things as well, like email marketing, Pinterest, Instagram, and everything else related. And by the way, on Instagram, I joined Instagram only later down the line. I think I started being active on Instagram just when COVID hit in 2020. Until then, I still kept thinking that I don't particularly need it. But now it's actually one of my favorite places to be. So I'm very happy I got started. But blogging especially was one of those things that I was doing like way before. It was like my first starting ground. And that is probably one of the reasons why up until now, I still love blogging. And there definitely are benefits to creating evergreen content. By the way, these days social media have changed as well, right? Social media, Instagram and others as well, they are searchable. So more people actually go, for example, on Instagram, type in keywords and search for specific things. So your content may live longer. But when it comes to evergreen content, we're often talking about content that can be specifically found via search engines like Google. So if you go to Google today, type in specific keywords, what comes up? And in many cases, these are blog posts. Now, the same searchability applies to things like YouTube videos. I'm just tapping into that and I will chat a bit more about that as well. But videos definitely have been that other thing alongside with blogs that have been going strong for so long. And the video content itself, it doesn't have to be that great. Like, it doesn't have to be pitch perfect to be ranking really well and to be found really easily, to actually attract a lot of people. And then along with that, especially in the recent years, definitely podcasts also have gained their popularity, and that's also searchable content. And the best part of it all is the fact that you can easily repurpose this content. And my specific strategy day to day, when I'm not really like diving into it as hard as I am these days, my day-to-day strategy is focusing on my weekly podcast episode recording, and that is my core content. So for the week, that is like my core content that I am publishing. I'm not aligning this specific strategy with Instagram per se, because on Instagram I'm a lot more, and my Instagram strategy doesn't really, there's not much of a strategy. Honestly, I just love showing up. There's a lot I have to say, so I'm kind of just, there's no like focused strategy per se. There isn't really like a focused strategy. I'm a bit more all over the place. But if we're talking about like day-to-day evergreen content strategy, then I record my podcast episode. From this podcast episode, in many cases, I will create a blog post. And this is one thing that I haven't been doing that actively for quite some time. And now I am getting back to it, which is very exciting for me. So I used to repurpose all of my podcast episodes into blog posts. Then I would pin these blog posts on Pinterest. And the thing with Pinterest, I, by the way, still love Pinterest for traffic, but definitely the whole landscape of it has changed. Since AI, ChatGPT, Claude, they are often our go-tos for asking questions. People just don't use other channels as much anymore to actually search for information. And if Pinterest used to be a major traffic driver in my business, then right now definitely that traffic has died down a bit. But there are still people who find my blogs through Pinterest, who find me through Pinterest, who start following me, get on my mailing list, and so on. So I still cherish that part of visibility as well. So we have the blog post, I pin it on Pinterest, I usually write relevant email as well, I will interconnect it all, you know, within the blog post, I will add the podcast episode in the email, I will mention everything I have created. So I have this ecosystem of my own content. And at the end of the day, I don't have to put in as much work, because usually I will just do it over a period of few days per month. I record the episodes, I write the blog post, I prepare the emails, everything is scheduled and good to go. Now, as I mentioned, along with that, I post on Instagram a lot, and I honestly don't have much of a strategy. I know there's a lot I could do to improve that, but honestly, I love Instagram the way I love it, the way I have been building it. I love to show up just pouring my heart out, sharing everything I know. That is why that space is there. And whatever is on my mind, whatever I'm working on, whatever, you know, thoughts and ideas and client work has happened, that's something that I usually want to share on Instagram without following like specific kind of a framework. However, I do record content in advance. I batch create content, and usually this happens all within 1 or 2 days per month. Well, usually a bit more because I just can't wait until the next time when I'll be recording content. But in most cases, my Instagram content strategy means that I am batch creating content. I would say once per week, I sit down, I record videos, then I will also dive into editing right away. I have my Notion schedule where I'm writing everything that I'm doing, you know, marking the status of every video, marking all of my ideas. So that's where I'm like tracking everything, and it makes it a lot easier to follow what is happening. I definitely suggest you to track the content you are creating, especially if you are batch creating. Then I have it all scheduled. I use Metricool for scheduling. It's actually free to use up until some amount of posts. Now, along with that, I have all of these Instagram posts going out to every other platform. Not really every other platform, but I do have them going out on YouTube, YouTube Shorts. I have them going out, especially my Talking Head Reels, I have them going out on TikTok and on Facebook as well. So Facebook has some limitations. Your Talking Head Reel can be up to 90 seconds. And for me, that I just usually don't fit within that amount. So usually I will not share them unless they are below 90 seconds. I could share these videos as posts as well, but Facebook really just isn't my place, so I don't bother about it too much. However, YouTube, on the other hand, is definitely one of those places that I have recently rediscovered, especially for my business. And I have to say that I don't have any strategy, I don't have any tips and tricks. I have known the basis of YouTube for a long time, but I have always deemed that it's just not my place. I don't create that type of video content. However, now I'm finding more and more how repurposing my existing content works really well for YouTube. So that is yet another channel that I can cater as well. However, it is a bit more complicated. So for example, circling back to the podcast episodes, right now I'm republishing all my podcast episodes that I have created, and now we're above 100 episodes already. So I am repurposing it, and I'm actually publishing them on YouTube. For me to publish them on YouTube, I have to make a video. For me to make a video, I'm actually going back into Descript where I'm recording and editing my episodes. I just add the background image, I add the captions, and now I have a video. It takes a bit of time for me to actually go back to the video, you know, make sure to save it, to create a thumbnail, to add the description and so on. It takes time, but the more I'm sharing it, the more I see that some videos, obviously not all, but some videos here and there, they're getting some traction. And while currently YouTube doesn't really do much for me in my business, I see the potential, and I might later down the line share some more insights in YouTube specifically, and maybe what is and what isn't working as I'm actually trying to figure it all out. But for now, I just see that, for example, YouTube Shorts, the posts that I'm repurposing from Instagram, YouTube Shorts sometimes are doing really well, and they're actually getting way more views than Instagram Reels. So I just like the fact that I can have one piece of content and it's gonna go out there so easily. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking that it sounds like I spend a lot of time on creating content, which is true. Currently, I spend most of my time creating content. In fact, there are some bits and pieces that I kind of want to fill the gaps. For example, when it comes to YouTube videos for my podcast episodes, I currently have uploaded maybe 30-ish videos while we have 100 more episodes. So this means that I already have at least 70 more videos to prepare and upload. And this is the kind of work that I'm actually doing these days. I am creating these videos, scheduling them. And again, many of them may be getting like zero views. Many of them will be getting 5 views. But then once in a while, there's a video that gets like 100 views, that gets a comment, that actually gains some traction. I actually see people coming into my spaces from YouTube. So even if I'm not particularly focusing on the platform and I'm not putting that much work in it, I see that traction coming in, and maybe later down the line, it might be a bigger thing. I am considering getting more serious about YouTube and actually getting more present there. I have so many different ideas I want to share. I'll see where it takes me. So while it might feel like I'm doing a lot for the content currently, and there are ways to systematize this more, there are ways to batch create it more, but I really enjoy just being in this specific season of life currently, season of business, where I'm really just in a creative mode. I really just want to do the things, so I'm using that in my favor. And one thing that I have noticed, and this I have noticed over the past decade time and time again, that currently it might feel like I'm doing just a lot. It might feel a bit busy. It might feel, even though I'm enjoying it, it still keeps me busy, right? My schedule is full. However, later down the line, like over the next few months, I just know that it's gonna be paying off. I know that the content that I am currently creating and scheduling, especially evergreen content, is gonna be the kind of content that within a month, within 3 months, within 6 months, is gonna be bringing me new audience. So this is really the kind of work that I do for results that will come later down the line. This definitely is the long game. It's not only about posting reels day to day. It's not only about showing up day to day. I really like to generate a lot of content, honestly, and I am trying to be also mindful about the amount of content because I don't want to be just throwing things out and like hoping for the best. I want to make sure that the content I create is meaningful and it actually makes a difference. And obviously not every piece of content will be that, but when once in a while that happens, it just makes me really happy. And on this note, by the way, I also want to mention a thing I shared just yesterday on Instagram as well, how I currently have a very popular blog post. It's ranking on Google really well, and it's about Stan Store. It's a review of Stan Store. And the funny thing is that no matter how much I've been blogging, and I'm really into SEO, like I know all the optimization strategies, everything, no matter how much I've been doing that, I have always struggled to have well-ranking posts. And I see some gaps why, but honestly, I've never really paid like full-on attention to optimize it all. But the thing is that once in a while, there is this one post that gets a lot of traction, that brings me a lot of traffic, that often also ends up bringing me clients. In 2019, I wrote a blog post that was called Stop Planning and Start Doing. And this blog post was driving most of my website traffic for around 3-4 years. And it's the kind of thing where not every next post, not everything you do has to be the biggest thing, right? But the more content you create, the more likely you are get to the point where there is that 1, 2, or 3 reels that really gain traction and they really attract your ideal audience. Because going viral to everybody is not the same as attracting ideal audience, right? So you want to really aim for creating relevant content. And when it's attracting that ideal audience, and when you get to that point, it really just pays off. And this is something that is unpredictable, right? You don't know if your next best content is gonna be written today, or will you record it tomorrow, or maybe in a few months. And often it can feel like you're just in this wheel of always creating content, but it really just pays off. In the big scheme of things, when you put content out there, every piece of content is a chance for your ideal audience to find you. And again, this doesn't particularly mean that you have to follow the sample, that you have to do everything, that you have to be on every platform and create as much content as possible. But maybe some of these ideas that I shared have inspired you to potentially try new things out in your business. And really just show up more for it because, and I have said this so many times, but there are so many creators, especially so many digital product creators. You may be an expert in your niche. You know a lot. There's a lot to share. You're excited. You create the product, but then you just don't put in the work to actually promote the product because this is where that barrier comes in, right? You're not a content creator, but if you want to be selling products online, you have to tap into that content creation phase as well. Okay, today has been an exciting episode. That'll be it from me. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. I'm always happy to hear from you. I also love to see new reviews on the podcast. It definitely helps the podcast grow. We are wrapping up for today, but I hope to see you in the next episode.